This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Survivors of the Club Q shooting testified in front of Congress Wednesday. It was part of a House committee hearing on the rise of anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and violence. Club Q bartender Michael Anderson.
Hate speech turns into hate action, and actions based on hate almost took my life from me at 25 years old. I beg you all to consider your words before you speak them, for someone may use those words to justify action. Action that may take someone's life.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette introduced a resolution Wednesday condemning the attack on Club Q and the recent rise in violence targeting the LGBTQ community. Two Colorado children have died of what's called Group A strep, according to the State Health Department. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Group A strep are bacteria commonly found in the throat and on the skin. Most infections are relatively mild, but occasionally it causes much more severe and even life-threatening diseases. Both deaths were among young children from the Denver area. The last time a pediatric patient with Group A strep died in Colorado was 2018. The State Health Department says 11 children have been hospitalized with it in the last 6 weeks. That's higher than normal. The agency advises people call a child's health provider immediately if they develop new or worsening symptoms during a respiratory infection. Early treatment is key. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Aurora Public Schools chief of staff is the sole finalist for the district's interim superintendent while the search for a permanent leader continues. The school board will vote next year to make Mark Seglem's temporary promotion official. Earlier this month, the school board voted to replace its previous superintendent. A proposal to absorb the Fair Play Police into the Park County Sheriff's Department has been quietly defeated. Fair Play's Board of Trustees decided this week it would not further consider the move after harsh public feedback earlier in the month. Fair Play has fewer than 800 people. Many smaller rural communities have decided to contract with their counties for law enforcement to save money. This is CPR News.